T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
Fire the tire.
Hello, this is Heidi Dietrich with the Diet Rich Life, Life Mastery for Health, Wealth, Love, and Happiness, and welcome to our show. I am so excited for today's show. It's a special edition. I have Hal Elrod joining us later in the show with a previously recorded interview I did with him. But what I want to do is bring to you three very special guests. These are three individuals whom I met, each of them, at a recent event that I was just at with Hal Elrod last week, the Miracle Morning Mastery and Co-Creation Experience. I spent 3 days in Chicago. I had the honor of meeting some amazing, fabulous people who are on fire, who have committed to the Miracle Morning lifestyle and that routine in the morning of personal development to better themselves. And I want to share with you, bring them on, each of them, share some time with you so they can bring to you their experience of what the Miracle Morning means to them. Maybe a little bit about their experience at the Mastery and Co-Creation event that we just were at. And so you can have an understanding of what the Miracle Morning is all about, how it's an amazing, it's become a movement. Now, this is a book, and each of these people that you'll hear from have read the book and applied the concepts and the morning routine to their life. So the first guest I want to bring to you is, I think he's on the air. Justin, are you there with me?
I'm here.
All right. Woohoo. All right. Awesome. Hey there. So, guys, I have Justin Ledford on the air with me. And just to give you a little bit of background of Justin, he's achieved high levels of success in four different industries before the age of 30. He's a Hall of Fame salesperson with millions of dollars in direct sales. He's simultaneously built a marketing organization of over 4,500 people, owns a construction company that produces over $1 million in sales annually, and he's an active real estate investor. Oh, my gosh, Justin, is there anything you don't do?
you just named it. Thanks for the awesome introduction.
I think I missed some. You speak at personal growth seminars, and you love to share your mastery on how to achieve big goals, right? And living a dream and a fulfilled life. So, I'm honored to have you on the show. And I think we missed too. You've just come out with a book, right?
Yes, that is correct. I didn't want to brag. I mean, I was just letting you do all the bragging for me. But yeah, I mean, I speak at conferences as a keynote message. In fact, yesterday I delivered an amazing message. I wrote a best-selling book that's transforming lives all around the world, actually. And more importantly, you know, my health, my spirituality, my family, that's all abundant and very fulfilled as well.
Awesome. So tell us real quick, Justin, the name of your book, and we'll give you a quick plug here. Name of your book and where the listeners can find the book.
Yeah, it's called Visions to the Top, A Millionaire Secret Formula to Productivity, Visualization, and Meditation, the how-to guide for entrepreneurs, salespeople, and high achievers for wealth creation and dream fulfillment. And your listeners can go to www.visionstothetopbook.com if they are interested in learning more and seeing, you know, how to visualize and meditate and maximize their day with productivity hacks that I've experienced over the last 11 years in business.
Awesome.
So yeah, that's where they can find it.
Fantastic. Thank you. Thanks for sharing that. Okay, so let's jump right into it. I was very intrigued by your story with the Miracle Morning, and you told me that you had had the book for some time, but you actually just read it in November and you had major breakthroughs. So tell us what brought you to, you know, where'd you find, how'd you find the book, and tell us about your experience with it, and maybe go into, you know, your breakthrough.
Absolutely.
And then the event.
Okay. So, you know, it's a funny story, because Hal Elrod, I always looked up to him in the Cutco direct sales business. He wrote his first book and I kind of just took it as is. And the company gave us a copy. And then when he wrote The Miracle Morning, just to be a supporter, I bought over a dozen books and I gave them out to friends and family and business people. And I never really took the book serious. I kind of skimmed through it. Literally years passed. And I picked it up this past October or November of 2015. And I recommitted to, you know, rereading the books on my bookshelf. And that was one of the books I picked up. After reading it, something happened inside of me. I over the last several years, I watched Hal's success, like trajectile style, like a hockey stick, just go straight up. And I was like, man, it has to be this Miracle Morning. So I started practicing it November. And come December, I decided that I was going to write a book based off my experience with visualization and meditation and productivity and how I've had a lot of success in several different industries. And it's funny, because once somebody commits and they set their intention to do something, anything's possible. You know, there's a saying, it's be, do, have. You have to be the person. In order to get something you want, you have to be the person. You have to put yourself in those shoes. You have to do the actions it takes in order to have the results that you dream of. So what I liked about the lifesavers that Hal teaches in The Miracle Morning is it's very action-focused. What's possible for you and I is more than we can ever imagine. And if we get in the habit of waking up early and taking care of ourselves and growing ourselves before anything else, before we make breakfast or before we check our Facebook or check our email, if we grow ourselves first, everything else in our life will grow in proportion. There's a saying in business, the level at which you grow yourself is the level at which your income and everything else grows as well. So waking up early and practicing the lifesavers, I decided January 1st, I'm going to write a bestseller. And within 3 months of practicing the savers approach, I wrote over 30,000 words and published my own book, Visions to the Top, and did the actions it takes. And now I have the results that I dreamt of, being a best-selling author and getting orders from all over the world. It's honestly like a transformative practice. And if I can do it, a normal guy, I mean, we're all the same. We're all one human race. If I can do this type of miraculous thing, anybody can do it. See, what I like about The Miracle Morning is it gave me certainty. I'm talking absolute certainty, Heidi. A type of certainty that I couldn't get anywhere else. Like, I'm laser focused throughout my day before The Miracle Morning, but now that I practice it, I feel more grateful. I feel more fulfilled on top of, you know, being laser focused. And it's a new type of drive that I have. Life, it's simply how we define our experiences. And you know, a lot of people, unfortunately, they go through the motions. They come home from work. They make a quick dinner. Maybe they're sitting at the dinner table with their family and they're checking their phone. Then they turn on the TV. On average, the average American watches TV over 5 hours a day. They go to bed. They repeat the cycle. 20 years later, they wonder why they're not happy. They're not fulfilled. Maybe their marriage isn't as best as it could be. Maybe their health isn't as strong as it could be. Because remember, life is simply how we define our experiences. And by practicing those savers that Hal Elrod teaches on The Miracle Morning, my experiences in my life, they became way more fulfilled. way more abundant. I don't know who said this quote, but I'm going to give it to my wife. She said, gratitude affects your attitude. And we have that plaque on
that.
The wall in our office. Gratitude affects your attitude. And there is studies that prove this to be true, where if the first thing you do is check your phone or look at your Facebook or look at your email, you're in a it's like a reactive state of mind. And that's not good. Where
right.
if you wake up and you jump up and down, do some quick jumping jacks or you know, pray or meditate or get in a state of gratitude, it rewires your brain for a successful day. And that's the purpose of this. If we can win the day before we even leave the house, imagine what kind of shift would happen in this world if more and more people would actually win the day by developing themselves before they even go to work.
Right.
So by practicing the savers, my experiences, like I said, became more fulfilled and abundant. I want to share with you, you know, chasing success. It's like being on a, like the dog at the dog track. You know how they chase that white rabbit?
Yeah.
Well, once you get that $1 million, you want another. And once you get that nice house, you want a bigger house. Or that new car, you want a bigger car. What I love about the savers from the bottom of my heart is I honestly began to like myself more. I began to be more considerate, more mindful. My relationship with my wife was always great. However, after practicing savers, it became more organic and more, I guess you could say, abundant. And I noticed that not only I was happier, but the people in my life were happier around me.
That's awesome.
Everybody has the power to design their dream life. Anybody can achieve. If you live in America, honestly, we are so blessed. And everything's based on intention. And if we can set our intention early in the morning before we go to work and practice the savers, which I'm sure you'll touch on in a little bit, it's just amazing what kind of transformation can happen. To recap,
right, yeah.
if in 3 months by practicing the savers, I can write a best-selling book, and on top of that, work less than 30 days in my direct sales business and be the number 10 rep in the entire company, working less than 30 days this year so far, there's a miracle behind it that it's crazy. I recommend everybody practice the savers from Hal Elrod's Miracle Morning.
Awesome. I love it. And so I have a couple minutes left with you, Justin. Thank you for that. That is just incredible. I want two things. I just want to tell people that what the savers is, what he's talking about, for those of you who aren't aware. Savers stands for, it's a morning routine. You do it. Basically, the concept is getting up at least an hour before what you would need to normally get up to get out the door. But what a lot of people find is they want to even have more time in the morning, so they'll get up even earlier than an hour. But savers stands for silence, so meditation, gratitude, prayer, whatever that means to you, affirmations, visualizations, exercise, reading, and the last S, scribing, meaning journaling, writing. So again, whatever form that takes for you. So Justin, real quick, I got a minute left before we have Alyssa coming on. I want to hear from you what the Miracle Morning Mastery and Co-Creation event meant for you. So for all of us that were there, we all had been practicing the Miracle Morning, and we wanted to up it a notch. We wanted to be a part of this movement that Hal Elrod has created, and co-creation, it was called the co-creation event because we were all coming together to mastermind and create ways that we can bring it out there to the world in schools, in communities, online, in a coaching format, all different ways. So in fitness. So tell me what it meant for you to be there and how it affected you, how it changed you.
Yeah. You know, I know I went over my time because I got excited and everything, but this event was life-changing. It made me not only focus on myself, but more importantly on like a global cause, because this world's in a state of, I guess you could say, heedlessness right now. And, you know, if we can help people become more aware, more focused, more intentional, they'll live a more fulfilled, more abundant, more grateful, more joyful life. So I saw it as a global awakening. From that little room of 200 people, it's gonna be like a wave that's gonna spread throughout the entire earth.
Yeah, and I'm sure you felt it as did I. The energy of the people that were in the room for a common cause in such a positive state. You know, it's about sharing this goodness, right? And that we've all experienced on how, you know, this, what this has done for us and how can we share this with other people, right? And as you called it, a global cause and improve the world. So awesome. Thank you so much, Justin. I'm hoping if you can stay on the line, that would be awesome. If you could mute yourself, as we bring on the
Absolutely.
Other guests, I'm going to give out the phone number. So anybody who wants to call in, who has any questions for myself, for Justin, or any other guests we have coming on, I welcome you to call in to 646-716-7979. Fantastic. Justin, thank you again. Really appreciate your time and sharing your experience with us. It's been great.
Thank you so much. I'll be on the line. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay. And I have on hold here, I have Alyssa. Let me welcome her in. Alyssa, are you there?
I am here. Hi, Heidi. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. So excited to have you here.
Awesome. Oh, I'm
Alyssa.
So excited to be here.
Let me welcome you. Let me introduce you. Listeners, this is Alyssa Dare Nelson. And Alyssa is a business success coach who truly believes that everyone can achieve success by embracing the masterpiece that is already inside of them. I love that. Through teaching the application of Strength Finders 2.0 and utilizing neuro-linguistic programming, also known as NLP, she helps entrepreneurs and small business owners catapult their business while having healthy, enhanced personal relationships and living a happier lifestyle. And Alyssa, I have to say that is the definition of the diet rich life. So I love that. And it's probably why you and I connected so quickly from the first moment that we met in Chicago, right?
Yes, absolutely. Kindred spirits.
and we both use our names, play on words for our brand and our business name. Tell our listeners the name of your business.
So my business name is Dare Success Coaching, and Dare isn't spelled D-A-R-E, it's spelled D-A-I-R-E, which is my maiden name. And, you know, I really firmly believe that this message, the one that you just shared, that you already have this masterpiece inside of you, that our goal is just to let it out, that was what I was put on this earth to do. And so when I was creating my business name, I thought, what should it be? What should it be? And I kept coming back to, but this is what I was put on this earth to do. And I finally said, oh my gosh, well, who was I when I was put on this earth? I wasn't Alyssa Nelson. I was Alyssa Dare. So it is literally my maiden name and definitely the reason I was put on this earth.
Right on. I love it. Creativity is at its finest. So Alyssa,
that's right.
If you can share with our listeners and me as well, what led you to the Miracle Morning and, you know, what is it done for you? How has it transformed your life? And then if you can share with us about the Miracle Morning Mastery and co-creation experience, what that was like for you.
You bet. So I actually only heard about the Miracle Morning book about 6 months ago, surprisingly. I read a ton of books, so I was kind of surprised that I hadn't heard of this. And I've always been under this very strong impression that you know, the early bird gets the worm, and that, you know, successful people get up early. And yet I could not transform myself to this morning person. And so I literally picked up the book as a last-ditch effort to become a morning person and to kind of carpe diem and get up and get after it. And what I loved about it was that it was not only simple, but there was real actionable things that I could do in order to actually facilitate this. So that is really why it's been so transformative in so many hundreds of thousands of people's lives, is that it's simple and it's simple to do. You know, so often the difference between easy and simple are, you know, there's chasms between that, but this is simple and easy. So it more than anything, it taught me how to go to bed earlier and systems in order to actually get up and to do these amazing savers in the morning. And so when I started doing this, I thought, oh my gosh, like I can actually get up early. And not only that, I want to get up even earlier in order to fit more in, because it was such an empowering and centering experience for me to create flow in my business, in my life, and peace, and to really get to know myself even better than what I thought I did. And each day it gets better and better. So that's kind of in a nutshell how I came to it and why I keep doing it and why I felt compelled to apply to go to the Mastermind and Co-Creation, and was blessed enough to have been accepted and to be in the space of these 200 amazing people who, I mean, there was just, and I know that you felt it too, Heidi, there's just this vibration and this hum in the room of positivity and gratitude and service to others. I mean, more than anything, service to others was just resounding. And
I just got
what
chilled.
A transformative experience. Yeah, I mean, I just like it. There's, I can't even quite articulate just how amazing it was to be in that room. And I know that you know, you and I kind of talked about that just wow.
Yep, just wow. So what, and actually, I'm glad you touched upon that. You mentioned applying, and I didn't even, I kind of forgotten about that this was really, so what Hal Elrod's created with his Miracle Morning book is really a movement. And I think his Miracle Morning community, Facebook community, is up to close to 50,000.
I checked this morning and it was over 49,000 this morning.
Wow.
It just keeps
amazing.
Expanding.
So
yeah, when I joined the
50,
community,
000.
Yeah. Well, yeah. When I joined the community in January, Heidi, it was just over 30,000. So even just in the last 6 months, it's really exploded. It's just amazing.
He's on fire. And it's exploding because people are having such, like we heard from Justin and like yourself, like it's not something that we experience way down the road. You know, it's something that we experience, and people are seeing results and feeling a difference in their inner self and their family, and people around them are experiencing a difference pretty rapidly. It's pretty quick. But I did want to mention, so of that large community, this event that we're speaking of, that we participated in, the Mastery and Co-Creation event, was an application process. So they took Hal Elrod and John Berghoff took applications and basically accepted 200 people of the applicants to be a part of this. We all were there for a greater cause. Like we were all there to bring our savers to another level, right? They brought in their experts who work with them for mindfulness and visualization and the coaching piece and We applied all, we learned in that, spent the morning there, and then the afternoon where we were all working towards a common cause of, you know, greater humanity. How can we share this with the world? So yeah, that, as you mentioned, the vibration it created, the hum of energy was, it's hard to put into words, right?
Yeah, yeah, but it was most definitely palpable. I mean, it was just amazing.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what you're, you have, if you can stay on the line, I want to, I want to, just, you can just mute out, and I have one more guest I'm going to bring on, and then we'll, I'll bring you guys out and see if we have any callers coming in.
Yeah.
Are you okay to do that?
I absolutely am, yes.
Oh, awesome. Okay, good. It was so awesome to have you on. I really appreciate your time. And it was great getting to know you. And I look forward to, you know, continuing our friendship.
I wholeheartedly agree. And I do hope, Heidi, before you cap off this, that you mentioned just how amazing this is for our next generation, and touch a little bit on that. Cause I, for me, that was one of the most, having two children, and I know you have little kiddos as well. How we can actually give this to our next generation too, because that to me is one of the most exciting pieces of this movement.
Yeah, actually, we'll go on and touch upon that, because I know you came home and you had an experience with your kids. Just, you want to talk about that real quick?
Yeah. So when I was first exposed back in January, my 8-year-old said, "Mommy, I kind of want to do this too." And so I was like, "Oh, okay, sure, sounds great." And so she did it for a few days, but didn't really get into it. And part of the reason was this is it was very adult, right? But part of this movement is creating a child version of or kid friendly version of the Savers, and the acronym for that is CHARMS, which I can explain the acronym if you want me to. But the coolest thing is that my children have been doing it every single morning since I got back, and are absolutely loving it. And it is good. I mean, you know, I haven't seen a massive transformation in them yet, but they're excited about doing it. It's not something they're dragging their feet to do. And just the awareness that this is building in them and the spirit of service is so exciting, because those are things that I didn't learn until I was in my 20s. A lot of them, you know, and
here
at 8 and 10, my kids are learning these amazing, valuable characteristics and skills, and it just explodes my heart. It's just really exciting.
Awesome. I'm so glad you brought that up, because it's actually what drew me to wanting to go to the event, because you know, as soon as I experienced, I thought, how can we, oh my gosh, this should be in schools. Like, we need to get this out as part of the education system. And
yes,
make this a core requisite, right? And you know, it's such a core basic to life and success. So why put it off and leave it for people to kind of have to hit rock bottom or have a negative experience to have to find something to help them? It's ass backwards, really, right?
Amen.
I'm glad you brought that up. And real quick, share with the listeners, before I bring our next caller on, share with the listeners what CHARMS represents.
Absolutely. So the C represents creativity. So depending on the child's age, that can be coloring, or it could be, you know, sculpting and Play-Doh, or it can be journaling if they're a little bit older and they want to express themselves that way. The H is for health. So that includes some physical activity and also a healthy breakfast. The A is for affirmations. So teaching them how to be affirming, even at that young age. The R is for reading. And so if they're really little, absolutely read to them. If they're a little bit older, like my 8 and 10-year-old, they can do their own reading and choose something uplifting there. The M is for meditation. And so having an opportunity to teach them how to meditate and center and be mindful. And then the S, I love this part. The S is for service. And so they get to choose every single day one way that they can be in service or of service to somebody else. And to be thoughtful about that is incredible. And it's been really fun to see what my girls are coming up with to be in service of people around them. It's been really neat.
That's so awesome. Thank you so much. I'm so glad you brought that up. Fantastic. And that, for the listeners, that the charms in this concept of sharing it with our kids is actually going to be coming out in a book. I don't know. Do you remember when that's going to be released? Is it September? I think it's September.
I think that sounds right. I know the early release is in July, but I believe that it comes out to the general public in September.
So it's the Miracle Morning for parent is family. Okay. I know it's for families, mm-hmm. parents and families. I believe is the title. But I'm so excited for that and looking forward to it. So, all right, thank you.
Thank you again.
Really appreciate your time. And if you can mute out, I'm going to bring Keith Minnick on the line. He is here, I believe. Keith, you there?
Hey guys, I'm there.
Right.
How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Thanks for holding on there. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my honor. So, guys, I want to share with you, Keith Minnick is the father of four amazing boys, one that passed away in 2012. He's a husband to his beautiful wife, an 8-year-old Marine veteran who has recently chosen to leave the comfort of a well-paying corporate job at Turner CNN to pursue a more purpose-filled life with his consulting company, Acculine. Keith is living his dream now, and he loves every second of it. Keith, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Honored to be here. I feel a little honored just to be in the presence of following Justin and Alyssa. It's been wonderful listening to their stories as well.
Well, you have, thank you for that, and you have quite an amazing story yourself. When you stood up at the Miracle Morning Mastery and Co-Creation event, you had me in tears, I have to say, and, just you speaking to what the Miracle Morning meant to you, what it did for you in helping you get through the passing of your young son, was incredible. It was, heartfelt, and I could feel that, and I could feel the energy, the pain, and I experienced not nearly to that degree. I mean, but I experienced, the Miracle Morning getting me through my son being hospitalized for a brain tumor at the age of 5, and he's 100% well. He's doing amazingly well, but in that trying time in the hospital, it was the actions of the savers that got me through the actively meditating, praying, affirming, visualizations, and journaling. And so I would love if you could share with our listeners your experience with the Miracle Morning, what it has done for you, and then transitioning into what the Mastery and Co-Creation event was for you as well.
Absolutely. I picked up this book back in November. Prior to that, I served 8 years in the Marine Corps, and then when I got my degrees, and then immediately started working for Turner. There was always this heartstring pull of purpose. I couldn't find this success formula. How do I find out what I'm really supposed to do, and what God has kind of planned for my life? It wasn't really until I picked up this book that I was able to discover that. Halfway, all the way through my career at CNN and Turner, I'd always been struggling with this concept of what is my purpose? Why am I here? What am I doing? What am I adding value to? Halfway through that, we had our third son, Everett, had passed away after 3 hours of living, and that was just an extremely hard time in our lives. And you know, I think that I never really identified the word depression, but I think that even afterwards, as I started navigating through what that means, and I kind of just became, I wouldn't say comfortable with where I was, but maybe I'm not supposed to find a purpose was kind of what my understanding was. And I had read all these books. I read some great books, you know, 48 Days of the Work You Love, Starter, Quitter, all those books, but I never really had a platform to stand on. What the Miracle Morning book really allowed me to do was to have no excuses. You know, getting up and having that intentional time in the morning just transformed my life. I started before I even read the book. I read, kind of flipped through and read the, I was so excited. I flipped through and read the Sabres. Okay, I got to do this, this, and this. And I started the next morning. And man, let me tell you, that next morning was just, I mean, it was amazing. It was, you know, Hal Elrod said something like, it's like Christmas morning every morning. And I was just totally excited about even the reflection and everything that I got done during that time. So very quickly, I started backing it up. So I started out at 5 a.m., and then I went to 4:30, and then I went to 4. Now I wake up between 3 and 3:30 every morning to start mm-hmm. the morning outright. That allows me – I have young kids in the house. There's no telling when they're going to wake up. So I try to get my Miracle Morning done within an hour to an hour and a half. That allows me 2 hours to work on my business. Doing this routine – has allowed me to find my purpose from a career perspective. Through doing the Miracle Morning over the last 6 months, I've created a great consulting company. You know, we're a group of professionals who care deeply about really invigorating companies and also communities through generosity and service. In order to do this, you know, we provide companies with business management services across most functional areas. But that's really not it. We give 10% of everything that we make to a local charity that our client gets to choose. So they really have no option to get involved in a local organization because we feel like that's really the formula for success. As I was kind of navigating through this, right, I think Simon Sinek said it well. He said that you know, a true sense of purpose doesn't come from what we can do to get. I.e. money and those types of things. It really comes from what we can do for others. And to be honest with you, that was a magic formula that was missing, and the Miracle Morning allowed me to discover that through the reflection that I got through the silence and also the writing side of the house. I write a thank you note. I write a thank you note at least once per week to somebody, and just opening up that mindset of being grateful allowed me to experience a lot broader, a lot more fulfillment in life and to find that true purpose. And lastly, I'll wrap it up real quick, and I know you got to get going to the next one, but I think that one of the things that if anybody out there is listening that's going through some of the same things, pick up this book and read The Sabres and then start applying it in your life, and making an intentional effort to do so will change your life. Deep down, you have a vision for a reason. This is an Andy Andrews quote. He said, "You have a vision for a reason, and your dream for your life and your families is in your heart for a reason. That passion is a part of you. So go, proceed. Don't ask permission anymore. Take it and go. To wait or to wander, to doubt or to be indecisive is to deny the world of who you are and who you will become." So my encouragement to you would be just to take that risk, go out there and pursue that purpose with passion. And then how you can get there is by practicing the Sabres every morning, I guarantee it.
That's so awesome. Thank you for that. Wow. And I'm hearing a lot more, it's so impressive, you know, to me to hear that. I think each of you didn't pick up the book until November. And it sounds like each one of you had such quick life-changing occurrences where you had these aha wake up moments. I want to take a moment to give the number out so anyone can call in if anyone has any questions for any of the three of our guests. The number is 646-716-7979. And lastly, I want to ask you, Keith, What were your takeaways from the event? I know, you know, what stands out for me, what I hear from you is, you know, the giving back and the charity work and that's, you know, the fulfillment. So being there at the event where we were creating to give back, I would imagine that was huge for you.
Yeah, it was. I think I really have three takeaways as I was preparing for this question. Number one, I was just deeply honored to be in the presence of the people that were there, these stories that I heard. I mean, you think that the ones you hear on this radio cast was impactful. The stories that I heard in that room and the tears and the hugs, it was just extremely impactful. You know, I didn't come, you know, in full transparency, I didn't come to that, to the co-creation experience with a good mindset because I was, I had just left my job at Turner, and I, you know, to be honest with you, I was anxious and I was nervous, and I didn't, you know, I felt like I needed to be at home and kind of generating business and those types of things. And in fact, that's exactly where I needed to be, in the presence of these awesome individuals to just encourage me and to love on one another and to listen to each other's stories. So that's key takeaway number one, is it's just surrounding yourselves with people that care about you, and you can share a common, a common language, which we all practice as savers. I think the next takeaway was I was just deeply honored to be a part of the teams to help co-create what the future of the Miracle Morning is going to look like. I happen to be on the application development team, so we got to kind of just cover the design of what that Miracle Morning application is going to look like, and we've already got a Facebook page set up. We've got some requirements coming in. We're really excited about that. And then, the third takeaway, John Berghoff led us through this kind of envisioning exercise. And, you know, Heidi, I'll tell you this, to the very end, kind of, you know, the 60 years ahead when you're kind of, my vision was as I was on my, kind of on my deathbed, so to speak, and kind of envisioned what my kids and my wife and my kids' kids were telling me, and you know, it sent me into tears. And you know, I always said that you know, I was gonna write that down and then post it and frame it, because that's the way that I need to live my life. And you know, then we got to share that with other individuals, and I, to be honest with you, I couldn't even get it out. I couldn't even get out what they were saying to me via this vision exercise that we did as we started scribing out kind of what you had envisioned. And I couldn't even get it out. I was so choked up about it. And it was just something that I really wasn't expecting that I'm going to remember forever.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Wow. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time. I appreciate you sharing with us how this has impacted your life. It's been tremendous. And I want to bring back out, if you can stay on the line a couple more minutes, I want to bring Justin and Alyssa, if you guys can unmute yourselves and bring everyone on the line. I'm going to give the number out one more time for any callers, for any questions, any comments you have for our guests today. The number is 646-716-7979. And my last question for the three of you is to, if there's like just something off the cuff, a funny experience, a funny story maybe that you have to share with us that happened to you at the event. Somebody, maybe something completely unexpected, somebody that you met that is really going to impact, you know, something about your future, anything, any stories that each one of you have?
Yeah,
Alyssa?
Yeah, sure.
I heard Alyssa first.
Go ahead. Ladies first.
I'm sorry,
ladies
Justin.
First.
There you go. Does anyone have a funny story about Hal too?
Hal's incredible. I mean, I just stood in awe of him the entire – this is the first time I had a chance to actually meet him, so it was just a wonderful experience there. But, you know, my story is not so much funny, but just joy. And, you know, I am all about self-development, and so I read tons of books and listen to audiobooks and listen to podcasts and all of that. And I've gotten away from listening to music. And the power of music, and not only the power of music, but the power of dancing. And as you guys well remember, we got to dance and listen to music every single morning, every single afternoon. And it brought back this almost childlike joy in changing our physiology and changing, you know, sort of the energy, the outward, you know, from the outside of what we have. And so since we got home, I have actually been listening to fewer podcasts and reading real books rather than listening to audiobooks and spending some time dancing. And my children think I'm ridiculous, but it is so fun. And it's just been a reinfusion of joy back into my life. So don't forget music.
I love that. And it makes me think of John Berghoff had mentioned, right, about how he always has music playing and he's got a great sound system in his office and that everything kind of, depending on his mood, revolves around, you know, what music is he going to play in that moment. And so
yes.
Thank you. That's awesome. Justin, what can we hear from you?
Absolutely. So I'm honestly an introvert. Like, that's the way I prefer to be. But going to this event, I had to get out of my comfort zone and be like an extrovert. And it's funny because Hal Elrod always talks about Brianna Greenspan and how awesome she is and everything. And I didn't realize – I mean, I knew she was awesome, but I didn't realize how awesome she was until I went to this event, because she literally – like, I'm honestly a shy person. She kind of like grabbed me by the hand and she like dragged me over to the people and she said, "Hey, this is Justin Ledford. He's doing this and this and that and this and that." And it really is amazing. You know, even if you're not strong at networking or getting and talking to random people, find somebody who is, and it's amazing. They'll help you out if you're willing to be there for them. And I just wanted to share that you met her, Heidi, and I know that Alyssa met her as well. It's just amazing sharing our strengths. Whatever we're good at, focus on that. And if we're not good at it, find somebody who can help you to overcome that, I guess you could say, quote-unquote, weakness of yours. It was just an awesome event, being able to network with people, even though I'm, quote-unquote, an introvert.
Yep. Right on. And I hear you there, because I'm myself an introvert, and it surprises a lot of people. But it's interesting that you say that, because by day three, that morning, I made the decision. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is the third day. I made it a mission to connect with people, and not necessarily numbers, but make some strong connections. And one of them was with Brianna. And I think that's when I connected with you as well. And Brianna instantly, like you said, took me under her wing, and she actually grabbed my phone from me and said, "Here, you need to connect with this." Once she heard my mission and what I wanted to do, she said, "You need to connect with this person, she added them on my Facebook, had me following these different organizations and foundations that she thought I needed to connect with. And it was just, it was beautiful. I just loved it. And it was what I needed to do to bring me out and make the connection and put myself around other people who would help with that. So awesome. Great. Thank you for sharing that. I love it. And last,
you're very welcome.
Do you have anything to
sure,
add?
I can actually combine the two elements of the dancing and the introvert, because I'm probably the world's worst dancer, and I'm also an introvert. So one of the funniest moments for me is when Hal was up on stage and he was talking about how he kind of changes up his morning his morning routine. And one day he was decided that he would look in the mirror and smile, and then he decided that wasn't enough and do some jumping jacks, and he decided that wasn't enough, that he would do jumping jacks and smile while looking in the mirror, that he would do jumping jacks, smile, and start laughing for 2 minutes. So he got the whole group to do jumping jacks and laugh, and to be honest with you, it brought a lot of good vibes in the room. It was hilarious. So that was my funny moment.
That was awesome. And it really changed our physiology, right? It was just like in an instant, we all are having to laugh out loud,
right,
hysterically, right? Not just laugh, but hysterically laughing.
And
I
for
forgot
anybody
about
who
that.
Wants to try this, and try laughing for 2 minutes. I mean, it's about a good ab workout. I mean, you get a good ab workout as well. Not only do you get that, you get the blood flowing through jumping jacks.
Right on. Fantastic. Awesome. So that wraps it up. I want to thank each one of you for coming on.
Yeah.
Really appreciate your time. We went longer than I had planned, but that's okay.
Sure.
Because I think it was just such valuable insights, information. I loved hearing from all of you. I think our listeners really gotten a lot of value, and we are going to go in now and
hey,
you all
Heidi,
get to hear from,
yes. Before we leave, can I offer the audience a free gift?
Oh yes, thank you so much.
Great.
And
awesome.
I'm glad you reminded me. And I also want, I think that Alyssa may have something, and I think Keith may have something as well. So go ahead, Justin, shoot.
That was Keith. Sorry. With my consulting company, we do some strategic planning. What we're doing is we're offering the chance to win a free strategic planning session. It's an 8-hour event that we host, and you'll get a lot of great insight in your company from doing so. So if you're interested in that, please go to www.aculine.com. That's ACULIGN.com, and then /morning. From there, you'll be able to just apply for that drawing.
And again, tell us that it's for a free strategic planning session.
Yes. That's for a free strategic planning session.
For your individual business.
That's correct. Yeah, and we can send you some more information. If you want to find out more about the strategic planning process, we built out a really good process. You can go to our services site and check all that good information out there.
Oh, fantastic! So again, URL is aculine.com/morning. Thank you for that. Appreciate it, Keith. Okay, sorry. Yeah. And I thought you sounded like Justin there for a minute. And I know Justin gave out his link earlier in the show. Alyssa, if you're still on, do you want to tell the listeners where they can find you?
Yeah, you bet. So they can find me at daretosucceed2.com. And again, that's dare with an I in the middle, D-A-I-R-E. And, my favorite thing is to do is to do discovery sessions with folks and help them to see their strengths. And, the blueprint for that I use is the StrengthsFinder 2.0. So they can apply for a session right on my website for a private strategy session. And that's a full hour on my dime, with no strings attached, just to really help people explore and see how amazing they are. So I would love to offer that to anybody listening.
Fantastic. Wow, that's an amazing gift. All of you, I appreciate that. And Justin's book, you all have the book link. And so thank you. Thank you for sharing those with the listeners. So, all right, we're going to wrap this up. I'm going to be signing off live, and we're going to hear from Hal Elrod. Guys, this is an interview I did with him a few weeks ago. So you'll hear at the end, we mentioned the Miracle Morning Mastery and Co-Creation Experience. Hal talks about that. So this, what you just heard us speaking about live, was everything that we experienced at the event that you'll hear mentioned at the end of the interview. So thank you. You guys make it a great day. You absolutely deserve it. I appreciate you being on the Diet Rich Life, Life Mastery for Health, Wealth, Love, and Happiness.
Thank you.
Wishing you all the best.
Thank you, Heidi.
Thank you
so much.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to today's episode of the Diet Rich Life. I'm your host, Heidi Dietrich. And yes, that's spelled like Diet Rich. Sharing with you life mastery on living your optimal life, a rich life of health, wealth, love, and happiness. And today I have a very special guest on here with me, Hal Elrod. Hal is the number one best-selling author of what is now being widely regarded as one of the most life-changing books ever written, titled The Miracle Morning, The Not-So-Obvious Secret Guaranteed to Transform Your Life Before 8 a.m. It's also one of the highest-rated books on Amazon with over 900 five-star reviews. Now, one of my favorite authors, someone I've followed for a while, Robert Kiyosaki, author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, said the following about Hal. He said, Hal Elrod is a genius, and his book, The Miracle Morning, has been magical in my life. As my rich dad often said, I can always make another dollar, but I cannot make another day. If you want to maximize every day of your life, read The Miracle Morning. As a best-selling author of The Miracle Morning, I wanted to bring Hal Elrod on here with me today because he has personally impacted my life with The Miracle Morning, and I feel compelled to share with my family, my friends, my clients, anybody that I talk to, I want to share The Miracle Morning with. So it was a no-brainer for me to have him on my show and bring him here to talk to you about how you can change any or literally every area of your life by simply changing the way you wake up in the morning, even if you've never been a morning person. So I bring to you here with me Hal Elrod. Hal, are you there?
Heidi, I'm here and I'm grateful to be here. Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, I can't tell you. I'm so excited to have you here. I'm a huge fan of yours, and I was introduced to The Miracle Morning about a year ago by a mutual business acquaintance of ours, Danielle Sabrina, of What Vibes Your Tribe. And I tell you, I picked up that book, and I have it here with me, Hal. And I think I'm going to post a picture to your Facebook group, your Miracle Morning Facebook group, because it's tattered, it's worn, it has water stains on it. It is underlined. It is highlighted. I've read it numerous times, countless times. I don't even know how many times I've read it. And there's just so much in here. There's so many quotes in here. I'd like for you to share with our listeners the story, the backstory of how the Miracle Morning came about. And, you know, I know you were in an accident. You nearly died at the age of 20. You were hit head-on by a drunk driver at 70 miles per hour. You broke 11 bones, died for 6 minutes, spent 6 days in a coma, only to wake up to face the news that you may never walk again. So can you talk to us about that and how that brought you into the Miracle Morning?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's one of those things, head-on, you know, by a drunk driver that you see on the news, and you know, you never really think it would happen to you. And I woke up at age 20 after what you had just described to find out that I was, you know, I had 11 broken bones. Doctor said I would probably never walk again. My brain damage, you know, I had no short-term memory in the hospital, and it was pretty bad. And it was, they weren't sure how good, you know, much better it was ever going to get. And, you know, I think that the lesson for all of us is, you know, that it's not what happens to you in life, but it's how you respond that matters. And for me, it was hard to process. Like, you know, I'm looking in the mirror and I'm my head is shaved, and you know, because they had to sew it together and all this stuff. And I'm going, this isn't how life was supposed to go. You know, like this wasn't the plan. And I think so often we face adversity or tragedy, our thought is, wait, this can't be happening. This isn't how I envisioned it. And I think that one of the most important lessons I learned is that the secret to kind of happiness, and or I call it emotional invincibility. It's a book that I'll write someday, probably called Emotional Invincibility. But it's acceptance. It's acceptance of all things that we can't change. And I just decided, you know what, I can't change that I was in a car accident. And I learned this thing in my Cutco training when I was actually in the car accident. I was, you know, a Cutco sales rep, and it was called the 5-minute rule. And basically, Heidi, it said, it's okay to be negative when things go wrong, but not for more than 5 minutes. Like, literally, we were taught to set our timer on our phone for 5 minutes, and go. You get 5 minutes to cry or complain or bitch or, you know, whatever, be upset. Then when the timer goes off, you take a deep breath and you say three words: can't change it. And those are the reminder that if you can't change it, there's no value in wishing that you could. There's no value in putting negative, creating negative emotion for yourself, such as anger or resentment or worry or frustration or whatever. And so while this lesson I learned was for milder adversity, right? You know, it's like, you know, no sales and that sort of thing. It wasn't for getting hit by a drunk driver or being told you'd never walk again. I realized the principle was universal, and that if I was stuck in a wheelchair the rest of my life, as the doctors thought I would be, I would be the happiest person you've ever seen in a wheelchair, because I realized that's my choice. Like, I can't control the circumstance at this point, but I can control how I feel about it. And I decided I'm going to be the happiest. I'm going to strive to be. It wasn't always easy, but I said I'm going to strive to be the happiest, most grateful I've ever been in my entire life while I'm recovering from this car accident. And the last thing I'll share on this, and then we can kind of transition to the miracle morning, but doctors thought I was in denial because I was so happy and upbeat. They thought it was like delusional, I explained to them, no, I live by the 5 minute rule. I'm not in denial. I just, you know, it's the opposite of denial. It's full acceptance. Like, I can't change this, so I'm not going to be all the things that you're saying I should be, which is depressed and, you know, down and on and on and on. And that really led me. That was like the starting point where I overcame the car accident. I took my first step 3 weeks later. I went on to run an ultra marathon, which I hated running. So I thought, what better way to, you know, really overcome this to the fullest than to run this 52-mile marathon. But that led me to go, how can I contribute to the world? Like, I really felt like I was given a second chance. And I thought, how can I use this experience to help other people? And that's when I started on my journey to being an author and a speaker and all of those things. And it was it's still a long journey, but the Miracle Morning was born out of that in 2008, I think, 2009. 2008, 2009, I was at a real low point with the economic crash. And we can dive into the story if you want, but essentially I started studying what do the world's most successful people do that I don't do. And I kept coming across early rising, morning rituals, morning routines. And I was like, no, what else do they do? Like, I'm not a morning person. what else do they do? And I finally couldn't deny it. And I went, you know what? I'm going to wake up an hour earlier tomorrow, and I'm going to work on becoming the person that I need to be to create the success I want in my life and in my business. And the next morning I woke up, I went through what is now known as the Miracle Morning. It didn't have a name. It wasn't going to be a book back then. But and within 2 months, my life turned around. I doubled my income, on and on and on. And you know, now it's a book, and it's, you know, changing hundreds of thousands of lives around the world in ways that I honestly never imagined that it would. But I'm very grateful to see it happening.
Wow. You know, it's interesting because all of that, you think about, like, you were at your worst point, your worst state, when you're told you could never walk again. And here, did you say it was 3 weeks later that you actually were walking?
Yeah, 3 weeks after I was found dead and 2 weeks after I came out of the coma, the doctors came in with routine x-rays and they said, we don't really know how to explain this, but your body is healing at such a rapid rate, we're actually going to let you take your first step tomorrow. So yeah, I went from never walking again to 3 weeks after the crash. It was pretty surreal.
Wow. So would you say, like, what was it, where did that mindset come from? Like, I know you said you did a lot of Cutco training. So was it books you read? Were they speakers you had heard? Like, where did you find that internal drive and motivation and, you know, mindset to make such a decision?
You know, I mean, there's a few different ways that I can kind of look at that. And one is my parents. You know, when I was 8 years old, I woke up one morning to my mother screaming across the hall, and it was just me, her, and then my 18-month-old sister that were home, and my dad was at work, and my sister was away visiting my grandma. And I woke up my mother screaming, and I actually thought she was at first playing. She was saying, oh, my baby, and I thought, you know, coming out of deep sleep, I thought, what's, you know, mom's playing with my sister Amory. And turns out my sister Amory had died that morning in her arms and had a heart failure. Wow. And, you know, I mean, it was mother's worst nightmare. I mean, I ran across the hall, and my mom's giving my 18-month-old, baby sister mouth to mouth, and I ran to the neighbor, and on and on, and she ended up, she died that morning, and I watched my parents turn, this tragedy into a triumph, if you will, where within a matter of months, my mother founded a support group for parents that had lost their children. And she led that for, I think, a decade. And then my mom and dad started a fundraiser for the hospital where they also ran that for about a decade until they moved, out of town. But they raised money through this fundraiser that they put on every year to support the hospital that took care of my sister while she was alive. And so I think my parents really taught me how to respond to tragedy and how to turn it into a triumph and, turn adversity into an advantage and all of the above. It was something that I saw them do. And I don't think that I saw, I didn't consciously remember when I came out of the coma and think, mom and dad, I remember what they did. Maybe I'll do that with the accident. It was really unconscious. And it just goes to show how, the experiences of our lives and the people of our lives and us for other people, really at a deep level, program our subconscious mind, kind of like a computer. And then we respond largely in alignment with our programming, which often isn't even conscious choice. It's just based on experiences from our past. And I think that was a big part of it. And then you combine that with the 5-minute rule, and that was the conscious part. That was the conscious decision I made to accept what I couldn't change. I think between those two, that really is what led to that response.
Right. Wow. That's amazing. And that you carry that on from, an experience from the age 8 to forward when you were 20. That's amazing. So so many of our listeners at this point may or may not have heard of the Miracle Morning. I think it's becoming more widespread. I mean, it's literally a movement. How many are in your Facebook group now?
We have 40. About? It's 43 or 44,000 people in
wow.
the Facebook, the Miracle Morning community Facebook group, which, yeah, it's pretty amazing.
That is amazing. You've been touring. The book is coming out in other languages, right? You just came back from France.
It's kind of like hearing you say it. It feels surreal. We just signed with 21 foreign publishers. We signed with China last week, so far it's only published in 3 of those. So there's 18 more countries that it'll publish in over the next roughly 12 to 16 months. But it published in the UK, Korea, and Paris or France. And the French publisher flew my wife and I out there to do a media tour, and it was pretty amazing. It is spreading really around the world, and I think it's in the Facebook group. I think there's people from it's in the last time I checked it was 47 countries, I think, and I think it's grown since then.
Wow. So can you share with the listeners what the Miracle Morning's about? I know you said you put it together, early rising, morning routines, morning rituals, but what makes up the Miracle Morning, what you call savers, and tell us a little bit about that and how you apply it to your life.
Absolutely. I've done a lot of kind of evaluating or reflecting or analyzing, if you will, of the book since I wrote it. Because when I wrote it, it was like, this changed my life significantly. It's changed the lives of every one of my, my private coaching clients. I've, do life and success and business coaching. And across the board, every person I shared it with, and most of them did not consider themselves a morning person before, it was transformative in their life, in their business, et cetera. And so I thought I have a responsibility to share this in a book and share it with the world. And again, like I said, I never imagined it would grow to the where it has today, but because it's grown so much, I've really, and it's changing so many lives. And I like most books, we've all been there. If you've ever read a personal development or a self-help book, most of us, we read those books and we don't do much different, right? While we're reading it, we're like, wow, this is inspiring, and then 6 months later, it's like, are you living all the stuff you learned in that book you read 6 months ago? It's like, oh, no, gosh, I, you know, that was a good book. I remember there was a bunch of stuff I wanted to do differently, you know. So because of that, I go, well, why is this so effective, you know, the book at changing people's behavior, and especially overcoming a limiting belief that of people that they've had a lifetime of saying, I'm not a morning person. Like, I just, I'm not a morning person. I just can't get out of bed in the morning. I don't like, you know, I like to hit the snooze button. I don't. So how did it overcome that? And so it's relatively, you know, if I've broken it down to like the most simplistic explanation, there's a few things that the book does, I think, has done well, and it did it well by not making it complicated but keeping it really simple. So I'll share those now, and hopefully in the same way that the book moves people into action, hopefully this will move you into action by the end of the interview today. But number one is the book, it really kind of wakes people up to the reality of whether or not people are fulfilling their potential. And most people, I think that if we're honest with ourselves and we look around, you know, most people in life, they go through life and they just settle for mediocrity. You know, you go through life and we just kind of just get by every day. And then there's one of my favorite quotes from Robin Sharma. He says, one of the saddest things in life is to wake up one day and realize you could have been, done, and had so much more. And you know, Heidi, I really think, again, if we're honest with ourselves, I think that's true for most people. You know, most people at a young age, they've got these goals and these big dreams, and then they just settle for a job they don't like, and, you know, their health isn't really where they want it to be, and their relationships, you know, you look at all the statistics of the divorce rate and the obesity rate, and that really tells a pretty accurate but really sad tale of our, you know, the human condition. And so the first part that the book does, I think, is it really wakes people up to, like, are you okay with mediocrity for your life? And because you can't just keep going through life and thinking that life's going to get better if you don't get better. And I think that's what most of us just wake up, go through the motions, you know, and it's only at certain points, like major birthdays, like you turn 40 and you're like, you look back, you're like, what in the heck? This isn't where I was supposed to be, you know? And then all of a sudden you go back into your daily routine, and then you wake up at 50 and you go, whoa, what's going on? This isn't the life of my dreams, you know? Mm. So the first part of the book is like really getting people to get clear on that, hey, you've got to improve yourself if you want to improve your life. And people get really honest with themselves that, like, I'm not okay with mediocrity. Like, I really am. I really want to create an awesome life, you know, for me, for my family, et cetera. So that's the first part. And once somebody's in that mindset, then it's like, okay, how? How am I going to do that, right? Then we go into I talk about how the world's most successful people swear by their morning ritual. It's you know, and I give statistics on it and kind of evidence that that's not just my opinion. It's the reality that the deeper you look into it, you find that it's true. And it doesn't mean you can't succeed, you know, without, you know, or that you know, if you're a night owl or whatever. But I've seen so many really successful people that have adopted the Miracle Morning. Pat Flynn, for example, one of my favorite podcasters, and Pat Flynn, who was already, you know, seven-figure business, ran marathons, very successful, great husband and father, he says that the Miracle Morning 4X'd his productivity. It multiplied it by 400% from what he was able to measure. So even if you're a night owl and you're successful, this can be a game changer. And you mentioned Robert Kiyosaki. You know, Robert Kiyosaki says he read the book 3 times. You know, and that's like a hero. You know, one of my favorite authors, if you will. So that's the second part, is getting people to understand, oh, wow, a morning ritual isn't just one way to succeed. It might be the single most important thing that I can do to improve my life in any or every area. Because if I improve the way I start the day, and I start the day focused, productive, growth-oriented, goal-oriented, then I'm setting myself up to live that, to be that type of person that shows up in everything that I do. So people tell me all the time, like, once I started the Miracle Morning, I became a better father or mother. I became a better leader. My organization improved. In fact, when I was in France doing the book signing, a French gentleman approached me and said, Hal, I read The Miracle Morning. It changed my life. I started seeing me being a better leader, so I had every single one of my employees, they read The Miracle Morning, and almost everyone in our organization, in our company, does it every day. And it's totally transformed our company, right? So, like, the culture of the company. So, anyway, so that's the second part. It's okay, so, all right, so now I know I want to improve my life. How do I do it? Oh, the morning ritual. And then there's two more important parts. The most important, arguably, even though it's the shortest chapter in the book, it's the linchpin is, okay, wait, how do you beat the snooze button? Right? So if you have been snoozing for a lifetime and you've never been able to get out of bed in the morning unless you have to be somewhere or, you know, answer to somebody else, I teach you the mindset and then, like, logistics of what do you do? Where do you put your alarm clock? What do you do first thing when the alarm goes off? What do you do right before you go to bed? Like, what are the logistics to ensure that you actually are able to get out of bed in the morning and it's easy? And then last but not least is what do you do once you're up, right? Okay, all right, I'm convinced I want to create an amazing life, and if I want my life to get better, I have to get better. When's the best time to do that? Well, the world's most successful people have shown it's first thing in the morning so that you win the morning so that you can win the day. Okay, but I'm not a morning person. How do I beat the snooze button? I walk you through that. And then last but not least is, okay, I'm awake. Now what do I do to accelerate my personal development? And those are the six practices that are known as the SAVERS, and SAVERS is an acronym, thanks to my brilliant wife.
Wow. So Hal, can we transition now, and can you explain to our listeners what the SAVERS are and give more detail about that?
Absolutely. And the SAVERS, you know, it sounds all, you know, well thought out because it's this acronym, but it really was, these were the six practices that as I was Googling, what do the world's most successful people do that I don't do? I discovered these six. And these six that I discovered were the ones that the world's most successful people had sworn by for, you know, decades or centuries, really. And I was trying to figure out which one of them was the best one to do. You know, what's the one that makes the biggest impact? And, you know, all the research, you can't really narrow it down to one because it really is, they are all equally beneficial in their own way, and it depends on which successful person that you ask. So the first S, for example, is silence, which for many people that could be prayer or, you know, I introduce in the book meditation, and it's based on the 1,400-plus studies that have been done, scientific research studies that have proven the benefits of meditation. And So the S for silence, you ask, for example, Ray Dalio, who is a billionaire. He says that meditation is the number one key to his financial success. All right, I never would have thought of meditation being the number one key to your financial success, but Ray, that's what he talks about. So I saw that, and I'm going, well, gosh, I've got to start meditating, you know. Then I go into affirmations. That's what the A in SAVERS stands for, affirmations. And I saw a video of Will Smith being interviewed by Ellen DeGeneres, and she asked him, Will, you're one of the highest paid, most successful actors in Hollywood. How did you do that coming from, you know, meek beginnings? And he said, affirmations, right? The way that I talked to myself in a way that, you know, it reinforced the beliefs that I needed to achieve all of my goals. And so the rest of the SAVERS I'll go through real quick, and then I'll kind of make a synopsis here. The V is for visualization. The E is for exercise. The R is for reading. And the S is for scribing, the final S. Prescribing or journaling, what you might call. And if you study any of the world's most successful people for the last, you know, 100 years or maybe more, you would be hard-pressed to find any one of them that didn't swear by at least one of those six practices. And what makes the Miracle Morning so powerful, and this is what Robert Kiyosaki told me. He said, Hal, before I read The Miracle Morning, he goes, every successful person on the planet did at least one, maybe two or three of the SAVERS. He said, but I've never heard of anyone that did all of them until The Miracle Morning. So really, Heidi, The Miracle Morning is you're taking the six most proven, most powerful personal development practices known to man that have been around for, you know, they're timeless, and you're putting all of them into this, like, concentrated, powerful morning ritual that really, I mean, it's, you know, you could almost say it's the ultimate morning ritual, if you will, and that's what makes the Miracle Morning so powerful. And so people see results like Mike Eaton, for example. He lost 70 pounds doing the Miracle Morning in the first 5 months. 70 pounds, 25 years old. In fact, we're interviewing him for the Miracle Morning documentary that we're working on because it's such a profound story. And then, you know, there's, I'm trying to think of Dawn Pogue, for example. Her very first month of the Miracle Morning, she lost 20 pounds. She had her biggest month ever in her sales career in income. She read self-help books for, actually, I think two were business, two were more personal development, in 1 month. And she said she accomplished more to grow herself as a person in 1 month of the Miracle Morning than she had in her entire life. So, you know, I could go on and on with example after example after example, but I always tell people, like, I'm biased, obviously. I wrote the book. I always tell people, check out, look on Amazon. If you go to look up The Miracle Morning on Amazon and you read the reviews, you know, I think you mentioned 900 five-star reviews, and I think we're up to 1,500 now or something. I mean, it kind of keeps growing. But I always say, like, go see what people are saying. Well, one of the reviews in the last couple of days, she said she was on day 114, and it's completely changed her life. And you see a lot of people that say, I was never a morning person. I never thought I could do this. And now I'm, you know, I wake up every day at 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. or whatever, 4 a.m., you know, and I'm getting more done than I ever thought possible. So, yeah, so that's the savers, and, you know, and that's kind of the impact that it's having for people. Heidi?
I give my own testimonial about the savers and about, you know, how the Miracle Morning has impacted my life and why I share it with so many people. And that, you know, I think I wrote this to you and told you that when I picked up your book, I was like, oh my gosh, I do this. Like I literally came from the same mindset where I've been studying successful people for, you know, my father handed me my first personal development audio cassette from like Conant Nightingale. Back in the eight, it was like 1986. And,
wow.
You know, that was the beginning of me just really having a thirst for personal development and, you know, reading in graduate school. I remember reading The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People and really making the most of my reading time. You know, I never really got into novels or anything, but so just always studying the principles, like what were successful people doing? And, you know, like Bob Proctor and I would compile it and I would make a list. And I think it sounds much like what you did. And it's funny because I had, when I got the book, I had on my desk this paper and I had typed it out and I typed out the different things. And it was what things I said repeatedly that different influencers, highly successful people, were doing. And none of them were doing all of these items, which I think I've heard you say, but there was definitely some overlap. So I thought, well, why don't I just do all of them? And I had like a time limit set to each one. And I figured out for me to effectively do everything, it was going to take me 2 hours. And so I realized the only way I could fit this into my life was I had to get up earlier. And when I read your book, it was like that confirmation. And it was so awesome that I had something in such a great format that I didn't just have to tell people, like, because I didn't put it into a little system. I didn't put a name on it, which I think is brilliant. And now I have this resource to hand to people and say, you have to read this. You have to go check this out. You have to check this guy out. And I can't tell you enough how much I appreciate that you took the time to take it beyond what I did in like, you know, compiling it, but then putting it into a published form and getting it out there, sharing it with the world. I mean, I know I'm happier, I'm more effective, I get more done each day. You know, it used to be that, I mean, I've always worked out. And it was like, okay, you fit it in, and the end of the day would come, and it'd be like, oh, God, I still have to work out, and, you know. And now, working out first thing in the morning, and that's just like a part of your life, the day later in the day comes, and it's like, oh, that is done. Check that off. I don't have to go back to that, right?
Yeah.
It's a method I found to set you up for success in all areas of your life, which is why I wanted to have you on here, because that's what I love to share with people, you know, how to live an optimal life in all aspects of your life. So I thank you.
And that's what I've found is it really is universal. You know, I mean, the type of, we have hundreds and hundreds, probably in the thousands of emails now that have come in from people that are just really profound about the transformations they've experienced. And and it's all ages too. Like we have right now the Miracle Morning for parents and families is being written. In fact, the first draft of the manuscript I think is due today, but and it's being co-authored by not some famous authors. I've been like trying to find people that are organically have used the Miracle Morning in the way that has helped them, and then, you know, and then I've invited them to write a book with me about it. But they they homeschool their two children, who I think are 9 and 11, and they do the Miracle Morning with them every day. You know, and it's totally transformed their kids. You know, so it's like, I mean, it's really universal for all people, all ages. It's one thing we all have in common is that we all wake up and start our day. It's just, do we do it in a way that is, you know, lethargic and hitting the snooze button and procrastinating and rushing out the door like most people do? Or do we wake up a little earlier and dedicate some time to our personal development so that we can become happier and healthier and more knowledgeable and more confident and develop the beliefs that we need to achieve everything that we want in our lives?
I've got this big goal to check off that bucket list of yours.
Yeah, great question. For me, I try to do, like, if I have something on my bucket list, I try to just do it, you know, so, for example, I running an ultra marathon was on my bucket list, and as soon as it goes on the bucket list, I go, okay, when can I start working on this, you know? I'm a big UFC fan, and sitting, you know, front row at a UFC event was a huge bucket list item of mine, and going to their whole VIP thing. And so, but immediately, like once I had the idea for the bucket list, I opened up, you know, an extra bank account so that I could start putting a percentage of every paycheck that I got into that account, you know, and then once the money I saved it up, I was able to go. And I did have a bucket list item last year of donating $60,000 to charity, and I was able to do that, which was very, very fulfilling, very rewarding. And then this year, I guess, I don't know, I guess I'd call it like a bucket list item, but this year my goal is to donate $1 million to charity. I mean, I'm sorry, whoa. No, that's my bucket list. $100,000 to charity this year. And those are all from Miracle Morning book sales, by the way. Like, that's a large percentage of Miracle Morning book sales goes to various charities, one of them being the Front Row Foundation. This year the goal is $100,000 to charity. And one of my lifetime bucket list items is to change billions of lives one morning at a time. And that's something that we're really working on. Is how can we get the Miracle Morning in every school in the world? You know, we'll start with, you know, America and then go to the world, but to where every student begins each day by going through the Savers. And we really believe that this could, you know, eradicate a lot of the bullying, for example. You know, I mean, how are you gonna beat up the kid next to you that you spent time meditating with in the morning, and, you know, sharing each other's affirmations and visualizing your ideal future, and just like really connecting with each other and developing compassion and empathy, and so that's a big goal is to really help utilize Miracle Morning in a way that makes major shifts in the evolution of humanity, and that's really the big picture vision now.
Wow, Hal, that is huge. I don't have much time to go into it now, but there's a charity of my own that I'm going to be starting, Joseph's Miracle, named after my son, and it's for children who are hospitalized. So That's tremendous. I love hearing that you're doing that, and I think there's just such a special place in my heart for children, any charity that's, you know, going back to help children out. So we have a few minutes left here. I have one last question for you, and I have a feeling you want to talk just briefly about and maybe give our listeners a link to where you're going with what you have on next on your schedule. I think you have a mastery event coming up in June that I am planning to be at. And
awesome.
So if you want to just brief them on that and tell our listeners where they can find you. Yeah. Like how they can connect with you.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of places. I mean, so if you're a podcast listener, I host a podcast called Achieve Your Goals. So if you go to the iTunes store, that's the best place to find it. You can subscribe on iTunes, Achieve Your Goals with Hal Elrod. And but the best place to find all things related to me or Miracle Morning are miraclemorning.com. And I'm actually excited. We just got a brand new website launched a couple weeks ago. And So if you go to miraclemorning.com, and if you want to join our live event, by the way, miraclemorning.com, you can, you know, there's links to buy the book. You can download the first few chapters for free. You can get some free videos and audios, and you can actually access the podcast there. So there's a lot of stuff at miraclemorning.com. And if you click on the events tab at the top, or go to miraclemorning.com/events. We are doing the first ever Miracle Morning Mastery live experience, a live event in Chicago, Illinois, June 21st through 23rd, 2016. And yeah, there are still some spots available. If anybody listening wants to go check that out and apply, it's going to be just a revolutionary, amazing, kind of really once in a lifetime experience. And it's the first live event we've ever done, you know, for the Miracle Morning, which it's our community's been asking for a long time, so I definitely think it's long overdue.
Fantastic. Awesome. Hal, I want to thank you for joining us at the Diet Rich Life here, and I really appreciate your time out of your busy schedule. And listeners, be sure to connect with Hal on Facebook, find him on his links, and make sure you pick up the book, The Miracle Morning, and you will absolutely not regret it. You will just buckle your seatbelts and get ready to transform your life. Hal, thanks for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
It's mutual, Heidi. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it as well.
Okay, folks, make it a great day. You deserve it.
I can do anything. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio. We'll be right back.